The Park Meadows resident says when she first ran, she wanted to represent working-class Parkites and younger residents in town. Additionally, Gerber says she's had some major life changes since taking office that also bring a unique viewpoint to the council.
Over the past 3.5 years, I married a great man in town who runs a local business, Red Bicycle Breadworks, and I feel like I can bring some of his perspectives to council and provide a filter on what it's like to be a business person in Park City. And I also have had a baby, and being a mother also puts a different perspective on how you live in Park City and how your day-to-day affairs go.
Gerber says she's proud of the progress the council and community have made on housing, climate change, and transportation, her main platform issues from her first campaign, but social equity and affordability will take center stage throughout all city projects in the next 4 years. Gerber also says redevelopment in Park City will be a big priority.
How that works and being able to get as much public good in those redevelopments is going to be a big topic for the council and for the community.
Council members Lynn Ware Peak and Nan Worrell's seats are also up for election this year. Peak recently announced her decision not to seek election after her term ends, while Worrell says she will seek re-election. Local business owner Max Doylney has also announced his intention to run. Declarations of candidacy can be filed with the city recorder June 3rd through June 7th. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.